We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bear Down Ballers here on the Field of 68. I'm Ryan Wall, joined as always by Jordan Pollock. And Jordan, this past week, we expected a closer game versus Colgate, but Arizona had other plans. They blew out Colgate at home 82-55. And later, we'll get into a rematch of a game you've been looking forward to for a long time. It's Arizona versus Wisconsin on ESPN this Saturday. But first, Jordan, how are you doing today? And what are your thoughts on that Colgate game?
I'm doing great, man. It's a great day. I'm on my way over to Tucson now for the game tomorrow. I'm in Las Cruces right now. And yeah, it's New Mexico. There's not really a ton about it. It's super interesting. But yeah, last week, I think we both thought the Colgate game could be a little more interesting. It's a good mid-major program that's made quite a few NCAA tournament appearances over the last few years. And it just wasn't really a game. I think Arizona did start slow. It was a close game at halftime, 5-point difference, 30-35. Arizona was up. But second half is, I think, where Arizona kind of a few more shots started falling and just better players just kind of took over the game.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like kind of a thing and a stable thing for this season for Arizona basketball is they have a bunch of games that are closer at halftime with, you know, lesser opponents per se. But when the second half starts, then Arizona seems like they turn it up a notch and they really show and prove that they are the better team, because all of these teams they've played, they're better. They have better talent and they prove it on the court. And Jordan, since we last recorded, Arizona, for the first time in, I believe, 6 years, is now the number one team in the country. And it's really just unbelievable what Arizona has done, not just this season, but the last couple years. They've been, you know, getting better recruits. Tommy Lloyd's been building this thing, and he really has established an incredible core here at Arizona and a foundation for the future. But in this game, the guy that stood out to me the most was Umar Ballo. Had one of his better games to me, 13 points, 10 rebounds, and he was 6-for-8 from the field. He was more confident, more efficient from the field in this game. And he doesn't take many shots, but when he's making them, he possesses a mismatch for the opposing defense a lot of the times down low. But what do you think about Ballo or anybody else that stuck out to you in this game?
Yeah, Ballo's hitting his stride right now. He's looking great. Expect a few more blocks, I think, out of his game and being kind of the rim protector. But he's played really well. He's hit the glass hard, had a double-double on Saturday. I expect him to just kind of build off of that. And I know last year it was in the Maui tournament that we really saw Ballo explode, and he kind of slowed off from there. So I think the biggest thing that we're hoping and expecting from him is that he can just slowly build on each game going forward. This Tomorrow's going to be a huge test for him, and we'll talk about that later and kind of how I see the game going for the Cats and for him. But it's a good stepping stone for him to build a good season off of.
Yeah, we've talked, you know, from the beginning of this season that Ballo isn't asked upon what he was last season. This season, his role is a little bit different just because we keep harping on it, but it's the same thing is present every game. And it's this team does not have one dominant scorer or even two guys. Mm-hmm. Any game, one of the starters could lead the team in scoring. You know, in this game, it was Caleb Love, 14 points. He had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. This was one of his more efficient games. He was 2 for 5 from 3, made a couple nice ones there. But yeah, I think that's the thing about this team is everybody shares the ball. Everybody wants just to keep the main thing, and that's winning games by any means possible. You just get the job done, and I think that's what they've done so well. And against Colgate, their defense was excellent. They held them to just 31% from deep. So yeah, I think their defense continues to improve, and I think that's makes it very hard for opposing offenses to get their offense off.
Definitely, and I'm going to sound like a broken record. I feel like I mentioned every single podcast, but just the scoring diversity that this Arizona team has just makes it to where no one person is asked to do too much or a lot or everything, if that makes sense. Like last year where it was like, Zoo could give you 20, but we kind of had to get 20 from him almost every night because it was him scoring down low and off the dribble in the paint, or it was a kick out 3. Now we have so many guards that are triple threat scorers that they can score from almost anywhere on the court that's not really needed. And I think that also kind of speaks to how Ballo's being used. Like we're going to feed him in the post if he has good position or if he has a mismatch, but that's not going to be the first thing that the offense is going to, it's not going to start through a paint touch to him like it did last year with Zoo.
Yeah. And I think another thing with this Arizona team and many teams is that I do think that, like your example you just brought up with Ujulis Tabellas, is that teams start to figure players out when he didn't have, you know, a crazy and versatile moveset. He kind of did the same thing or similarly every time when he got the ball. And I think teams figure guys out like him who has kind of a one-track mind on the floor. But I think in big games, like we'll talk about in just a minute, with like against a Wisconsin or a Michigan State or against Duke when Arizona went to Duke, that's when Arizona has multiple guys that can step up and not just one guy. It's not just all Caleb Love. You have to get 25 against Wisconsin. It's, you know, if he's not on, then Kylan Boswell, he can take a lot of shots if he's making them early, or even Pelle Larsen, who's been just stable the whole season. He gets you his steady 10 plus, a couple rebounds, and a couple assists every game. So, yeah, I think that this team is not just the most talented team in the college basketball but this season, but I think they're the team that can play a lot of different ways and have the most guys that can beat you on a team. Definitely. In college basketball.
Definitely. I completely concur. And I think the depth and how many players, and even off the bench, like KJ Lewis is like no scrub in it by any means. Like I don't think we've really seen a huge game where he's exploded in like one statistical category, but in college basketball, like you kind of prefer to have guys that are kind of have tools of everything. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And KJ Lewis, he has looked great this season, and he is a freshman, and being a freshman, and he wasn't, you know, a 5-star guy, he wasn't an All-American, but just coming in as a freshman and making a huge impact, it seems like every night is a major plus and positive for this team, because we've seen in the past with Tommy Lloyd and at some Arizona freshmen that they haven't got a shot to make an impact early and often. And it's just great to see that Tommy's trusting the young guys, Crevis and Lewis, the main two, and giving them a lot of minutes early and more minutes in these blowout type games so they can be ready for the bigger ones down the season. But Jordan, any final thoughts on this Colgate game before we get into the big game that's taking place tomorrow?
I wouldn't say so. I want to move on.
Yeah, well, Jordan, let's move on. Tomorrow's the game that we've been looking forward to for quite some time. It's Arizona versus Wisconsin. It's taking place in Tucson, Arizona at the McHale Center. Tip-off is at 3:15 p.m. on the East Coast, 1:15 local time, and this should be a great one. Wisconsin, they weren't ranked going into the season, but quickly that has changed, and they've made quite the impact and beat a couple top teams. They beat Marquette. They just beat Michigan State, who Arizona also defeated a couple weeks ago, so they have that common opponent. But Wisconsin, they're towards the back end of the AP top 25, but KenPom has them ranked number 12 in his advanced rankings there, and they kind of have a versatile group. They don't have any single player that is a superstar, but they just have a bunch of guys that can score the ball, four guys in double figures. And Jordan, what's your first thoughts on this game, and how do you kind of see this matchup playing out?
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah, so I've been following this team for a very long time, most of my life. I'm from Wisconsin. I was actually at the last Wisconsin-Arizona matchup that happened in 2015 in the Elite Eight at Staples Center in L.A. And that game, I think everybody is kind of thinking about it and comparing it. These two teams are so different than those two teams were. I think there was at least 4 to 5 NBA players on the court most of the time, at least out of the starting lineups. And so right now, out of Wisconsin's group, I think there's possibly one guy that could be a pro. Arizona's probably got at least like 2 or 3. So that really hasn't changed. But I think looking at common opponents, I think the Michigan State game, Wisconsin did something that they've actually never done before. They actually just won their third straight game at Michigan State. And over the last 3 years, they won 3 straight. And before that first year out of the 3 straight, they hadn't even won there since 2008. And so that's a huge narrative thing that has really changed about this Wisconsin team. They're coached really well. Greg Gard's been the head coach there for, I believe, about 7 years. Took over right when Bo Ryan retired. He's a long-term assistant for Bo Ryan. He's actually the only member of the two programs that was even a member when they last played each other. So that's really the only significant history. that still exists inside the program, programs with these two teams. Arizona, they run the same system. They run a motion offense. They're going to swing. They're going to get paint touches. They're going to run back screens. They're going to run ball screens. And they're going to just hunt for matchups. This team is very experienced. They returned 99% of their scoring from last year. Really, their only senior last year was Tyler Wall. He's very similar to, like, playing style to, like, Azulis Tubelis. Like, he doesn't really have a ton of perimeter game. He's about 6'8", 6'9", pretty athletic. Loves to take people off the dribble. Great defender. But, yeah, I would say the main guy they run their offense through is transfer AJ Storr. He's from St. John's. Very similar to like a Caleb Love kind of guy. He's a three-way scorer. He's the leading scorer for this team. Their numbers are actually super similar going into this game. I believe they're both right around 20-ish points per game. Their shooting numbers are almost identical. So that's probably the biggest matchup that you can look for in this game. And one thing about this team that I know Arizona fans hated seeing was Frank Kaminsky shooting threes. And that is a thing that's going to be very present. Stephen Crowell, he's in his, I believe, fourth year with Wisconsin. Still has a fifth year if he wants to come back next year. The dude can shoot the ball. It's 4-for-4 on Tuesday night at Michigan State. And that's a thing I think that could potentially really change this game. If they can force Ballo out onto the perimeter, and they'll probably have to go quite a few stretches, actually, even running Johnson at the five and sitting Ballo for how big of a shooting threat that Crowell is from the outside. And so for Wisconsin to win this game, I feel like two things have to happen. They have to dominate the boards, which is how they beat Marquette last week. And then they have to shoot well. Outside of that, Arizona has all the things leaning in its favor. The fact that it's at McHale, I'm expecting fans to be pretty upset from the last two times these teams met and to have some blood over the game. But Wisconsin's playing phenomenal right now. Phenomenal. Like I said, they just beat Marquette on Saturday at home. They were ranked number three all time. It was their third straight win against Marquette, too. Somewhat of an in-state rival, like little brother, big brother. But Marquette's really good. Marquette defensively is very similar to the way Arizona is defensively. Their guards run a lot of ball pressure schemes, and they kind of just work on their effort and their athleticism on the back ends to recover and rotate. And so I'm kind of curious to see how Arizona is going to attack defensively this Wisconsin team. Like, they're just full of vet guards that just know how to play. They know how to rotate the ball. They know how to pass. They're very unselfish. Yeah, it's going to be a really fun game. I'm really excited for what we're going to see.
Yeah, I kind of think these teams aren't – I think they're kind of similar in some ways just because they're not the highest shooting teams in the country. But where they do differ is that Arizona scores 93 points a game, one of the most in the country, and Wisconsin's only a little over 73, which is not that good, as we know. Mm-hmm. But they do hold teams to just about 33% from deep. And I think that's an area where if Wisconsin kind of presses Arizona on the perimeter and doesn't let them get clean and open shots, I think they can succeed there. But Wisconsin is just a poor shooting team. They, despite winning these great games and having these incredible victories the past couple weeks, they've been one of the hottest teams in basketball, that's for sure. But they're shooting it just over 30% from three-point range, 45% from the free throw line. So that's pretty bad. And if Arizona gets them to the line, that could go well for the Wildcats in this game. And you mentioned Stephen Crowell. I've been really impressed by him. I totally agree. If they stretch Ballo out to the three-point line, be in for great success for Wisconsin in this game. And yeah, I think that there's no line out for this game right now because we're still a day away as we're recording this, but Arizona, I just think, has the edge in this matchup just because I think they're more of a well-rounded group that And I think their upside with their players is just a little higher. I think Wisconsin has a couple of good guys. You mentioned AJ Storr. He's a really talented guard, probably Wisconsin's best. But I just don't think Wisconsin has enough firepower to go into Tucson and to get the job done. I know they have done it in the past against big teams, but I just think this Arizona team's special. I've said it from the beginning of the season, and I think it's going to take a lot for somebody to take down this Arizona team, and not just take them down, but come into their home building and do it.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM Sportsbook for this college basketball season. We're going to be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks and predictions throughout the college basketball season. And we are going to have special offers for you, the listeners, and the viewers on the Field of 68 each and every week during the season. If you haven't signed up with BetMGM yet, use the bonus code FIELD1500 and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager on BetMGM Sportsbook. Here's what you got to do. Download the BetMGM app. Sign up using the bonus code FIELD1500. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game. You will receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. Just make sure you use the bonus code FIELD1500 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available under one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient for me when I have to go cover games in New York or Philly. When crossing state borders, just log into your existing account instead of having to create new accounts in each state that you go to. And most importantly, I got to let you know, we do have some fun stuff coming up for this college basketball season. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odds boosts, my personal favorite, parlay odds boosts. So download the BetMGM app today.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think a few of the stats that jump out to me is Wisconsin in the last two true road games against number one overalls are 0-2. They have a very big losing percentage against number ones, especially away from the Kohl Center where Wisconsin plays. So they have a lot going away from their favor, but they're playing very hot right now. And I still would not be blown away at all if they figure out a way to get a win in McHale. Like I said, I think biggest thing for Arizona to win, if they stay on the boards, I don't see a way Arizona probably loses this game. That was the biggest thing in the Marquette game, was they out-rebounded the crap out of Marquette. And that's something that Wisconsin's done very well of the last few games, is on the offensive glass specifically. So Arizona's going to need from 1 to 5 for people to go and grab rebounds defensively.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we mentioned if Balo, you know, if he has a chance to get taken out of the game because he has another 7-footer guarding him, the guy that I'm looking for to make an impact in this game, and he does almost every game, is Keshawn Johnson. He just has been, I mean, I've compared him and Pella just because their stability and kind of how they're both
completely agree.
A glue guy type category. They're both in that, and they're two of the best in the country in that role. So, yeah, I'm looking for Keshawn Johnson to make a statement in this game. I think he's going to score 15-plus points in this matchup. And another storyline, Jordan, going into this game is this is the first time, like I said, in 6 years that Arizona has been ranked number one. And when you're at the top comes more pressure. And when you're at the top, more people are going to watch you. And I mentioned this game is, you know, midday on Saturday on the East Coast. And that's great because more people than ever besides the Michigan State and the Duke game are going to be able to watch this Arizona team. And it's just another chance for people to realize how great this Arizona team is. Even though they're the number one team, to stay number one in this year is a very crowded top 25, a lot of great teams. Obviously, Arizona hasn't lost yet. And a couple of the others have, but you every week it seems like it's what have you done for me lately? And Arizona has to just keep making statements every single week. And I think this is a great one. And I personally think Arizona is going to win this by about 10 points. I think they're going to make a big statement win against Wisconsin. And I think it sets up for one of the most anticipated games that we'll get into next Saturday when they play Purdue, who's another top three team. So, yeah, I think this is, like I kind of said last week, they play three games in three straight Saturdays, only a game a week, and kind of like a football schedule, and think the difficulty is getting harder each time. Obviously, Wisconsin's a way tougher matchup than Colgate, and then next week, Purdue, they have a whole lot of problems that they possess to Arizona with Zach Edey. But Jordan, what are your final thoughts on this game, and do you think that your hometown team has a shot to get the job done here?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I actually do. I do. I think Wisconsin's going to go in there and upset them. And I think a main reason for that is, and you talked about the scoring, which I'm not going to disagree with. Arizona knows how to score the ball. Wisconsin isn't as highly efficiently scoring, but Wisconsin has never been a high scoring team. Like they've run the same systems for 20 plus years, and they've made the tournament like over the last 23 years, 22 times. And I think the biggest thing in this game is going to be getting Umar Ballo out of the game and making those glue guys very uncomfortable. And I think that's what's going to happen, because one thing that we've seen is we haven't really seen very many teams that's played against this Arizona team that's really going to, in a way, like out effort and out hustle. And that's a big thing with Wisconsin. Like, they never have elite guys, but they have guys that are just going to make tons of winning plays. And I think that's what this game's going to come down to. It's going to come down to those few plays that are going to get more effort out of one team more than the other. And I think the biggest thing is going to be attacking down low and attacking the offensive glass. And I think they're going to go stretches where they're going to have to sit Ballo, and I think they can suffer pretty big. They're one of the only teams in the country that has full pieces of practice with post work that they have their point guards in. And I think that's one thing that they've always done since Bo Ryan was there early in his career. And I think that's one thing that's probably going to give Arizona fits at times when they're running Keyshot at the five. Like Stephen Crowell, who's got 6 inches almost on him in the post, I don't think that's a great recipe for Arizona to be super successful. And especially the fact that Wisconsin just played a team that's going to give you really high ball pressure in Marquette, that arguably is what Wisconsin is better. They're guys that just are going to be super aggressive. They're going to out-effort you. Shaka Smart's done an amazing job with Marquette. I want to give him props right now. Like I 100%. I think there's Marquette and Arizona are probably super comparable. I would say Marquette's probably better defensively and Arizona's probably better offensively. But this Wisconsin team is also one of the best defensive teams in the country. That's something we haven't talked about. This did you see the halftime score? Michigan State scored 24 points and a half. In 20 minutes, they scored 24 points. That's insane. Especially at Michigan's in East Lansing. Crazy, criminal. Yep. I don't know. So much about this game just writes upset to me, and so I'm taking Wisconsin to upset in McHale on Saturday.
Yeah,
I think it'll be close. I probably give them probably 4.5 point spread. Probably where I'm at.
Yeah, and like you said, I totally agree. Both of these teams seem like they're two of the hardest working teams that hustle the most in college basketball right now. And we'll see. Like I said, Arizona, you can't get, you know, stagnant just because you got that number one ranking. And I'm sure Tommy, you know, told him that, and it's harping on that, because Arizona still needs to want it. Because, yeah, I totally agree. I said that I think Arizona's going to win by 10 points, but let me, you know, kind of, while saying I think they're going to win by 10 points, I also think that they're going to be down. Arizona's going to be trailing Wisconsin in this game a couple times. So I think early, I think Arizona could get off to a couple point deficit. And I think Arizona has done that in the past, and they, where they've excelled and been one of the best teams in college basketball this year, is when they do get off to a slow start, they bounce back quick, and they always assert themselves as the game moves on. But Jordan, before we go today, I wanted to get any last thoughts, any last words, because you're going to be in McCall Center tomorrow for this great matchup. You know, how excited are you to be there, and what do you any other final things?
I'm super excited to be back. And for our viewers, Arizona is a better team than Wisconsin right now. I'm sorry. I'm sure a lot of you are very upset with me, especially even just being an Arizona fan and a Wisconsin fan. Arizona is a better team. This is a one game write off. I think Wisconsin will win this game, but I think Arizona is going to get to a Final Four this year. Like, I don't think Wisconsin is going to get to a Final Four. Wisconsin's probably, they'll probably peak's probably Elite Eight, which probably is pretty doable with how good they've been and how good AJ Store has been for this team. But all hate aside, this is going to be a great basketball game. I'm so excited. And yeah, Arizona is a better team right now. They're a better program right now. Tommy Lloyd's done an amazing job. And that's probably the biggest thing. We talk about these teams and how much effort they have and how good they are right now. That is all due respect to Tommy Lloyd and Greg Gard. And Greg Gard, there's been a crew in Wisconsin that has tried to push him out for years. He's done an amazing job with this program, especially this year. I think he's like in his eighth year. The way he's kind of went through talent and put in guys in place to be successful has been awesome. So, yes, that's what I'll say. I'm sorry, Arizona fans. Don't be mad at me. It's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, you know? Like, it's college basketball. We don't play series. We play one games. And I think probably 7 out of 10 times this Arizona team is probably going to beat Wisconsin. But right now, the way they're playing, I think Wisconsin's going to win. But that's what I'll say about the game. I'm very excited. I'm just excited for a great basketball game. I think ESPN did a great job making this a primetime game with Jay Billis there too.
Yeah, and this is kind of a tale of two teams. You know, you got the feel-good story of Wisconsin, you know, the hungry underdog. They're ranked 23 in the latest AP poll. Arizona, the number one team in the country. Still crazy to say that for the first time in a couple years here. But this is going to be a great game. You mentioned it's on ESPN. Tip off 1:15 local time, 3:15 on the East Coast for our audience there. And I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. I'm Ryan Wall. He's Jordan Pollack. Be sure to follow us on X at Bear Down AZ Pod, because Jordan will be there live in person, and we'll see you next time.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.